Originally from New York City, Anna Bartoletti has lived in the Las Vegas area for over 10 years. She has a bachelor's degree of fine arts in fashion design from the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City. She was an apprentice to Betsy Johnson and designed coordinating garments that went down the runway together with Betsy at New York Fashion Week, promoting recycled fabric. Bartoletti was the winner of the Fashion Next Mass Design Competition in 2020, named People's Choice Designer, and was featured in Forbes magazine. One of her garments was selected to be the opening piece at the In Your Dreams exhibit in the Fashion Design Museum in New York City, the museum at FIT. This is Kayleen Peoples, and you're listening to Talk Agenda. I am delighted to interview fashion designer Anna Bartoletti, who just recently showed her collection at Fashion Next Week 2022.
Anna, welcome to Talk Agenda.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
So you showed at Fashion Next. Tell me about that.
I did. So I showed 10 pieces this past weekend at Fashion Next up in Portland. It was so exciting. The venue was beautiful. It was gorgeous. The staff and the models all were amazing. And I just had so much fun showing everybody what I'm made of and what I can do. And some of my favorite pieces I've ever made were in this collection, and it was super fun.
Well, congratulations on that. That is a really big deal.
Thank you.
Let's talk about you. Let's talk about how you got started designing. What prompted you to want to move into this direction for your life?
Well, I've been a designer for a long time now. I started, I'm from New York City originally, and I was like the kid that always had the sketchbook and the pencil in my hand and always sitting in the corner sketching everything around me. And so my parents sent me to art school when I was very young. I was probably about 12 or so. And so I did art school for many years. And then when I was in high school, I actually took a class called fashion design. But it was a very basic class at the time. It was just about looking at, you know, magazines and pictures and learning about designers and stuff. But I also always had a really big interest in clothes. I would, you know, dress all kinds of crazy ways. And then, you know, I noticed people were kind of like dressing how I was. And so then I would get frustrated and I would change it up again and dress differently. And I was just always experimenting and playing around. And so taking this fashion design class and then also merging my art background kind of got me to think like, wow, well, maybe I could, instead of being an artist, I could be a fashion designer and I could move my art into the form of clothing and fashion. And that's kind of how I got started. And then after high school, I applied to FIT in New York City and I made it into their program. And the rest is history. I have a BFA in fashion design from FIT and my specialization was knitwear because I still to this day love knitwear and anything handmade and using my hands to really like create things. So that's how I got started.
It's exciting, especially going to FIT in New York. That's big.
Oh, I loved it so much. I mean, if I can go back to college right now, I would. It was so much fun.
So was this your first time showing at Fashion Next, or have you showed there before?
This is my first time showing at Fashion Next. 2 years ago, when we were right in the heart of the pandemic, I entered their mask design contest, and I actually won that one. So I was able to show my mask design there, and I won the contest and the People's Choice designer as well. And so that's kind of my first experience with Fashion Next. And then after that, we had been talking back and forth, and I was excited to show when they were opening again. And this was their first time back. And so I was really excited to finally get to meet everybody because I'm from Las Vegas. So all my communication was like over the phone or through email. So I got to meet everybody for the first time, which was super exciting. I got to travel to Portland for the first time. I'd never been there before. So that was exciting as well.
Who would you say are some of your design inspirations?
Well, my biggest inspiration is Alexander McQueen. I've always loved his work. And I have a big interest in history, historical garments, all of that type of stuff, vintage, all that. And he as well does. So he kind of comes from the same place. And also the art background for me and for him I'm always trying to push myself to be as creative as possible. And I feel like that's kind of was his take on it as well as being a really good tailor. So if I had to pick one designer that described me besides me, that would be him.
I love Alexander Queen. Actually, we did a whole feature on him back in, I think it was 2018. It was the whole thing was the whole issue was about him, in fact.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Alexander McQueen, too. And he is
definitely
his tragic when he died, but it was his legacy is still here. I mean, they're still putting out Alexander McQueen, so that's cool.
I also feel like a connection to him as well. One thing about me is I'm also an avid mental health advocate. My husband passed away through suicide, and so it's something that I also feel like a connection to McQueen in that sense of what he went through, a little bit of his struggle and a little bit of his life. So I always feel that connection to him as well, not only through his art, but through his struggles as well.
Oh, wow, that's deep. That's the first time I've ever heard anyone talk about it in that way.
Yes, yeah.
As well. I remember when I was in New York for Fashion Week,
mm-hmm.
and it was before the whole shows were going to start. It was the day of the shows, mm-hmm. and we heard the announcement that he had died,
mm-hmm.
and I remember it just put a big black cloud over the whole Fashion Week that season.
Absolutely.
And then you start hearing the things that he was going through,
mm-hmm.
and he was expressing to his best friend, and he had been suffering for so long, as you said, with depression and also with mm-hmm. with suicide tendencies, or the urge to commit suicide for so long, to where he finally like gave into it. You know, sorry about your husband doing that. It must have been devastating for you. You're an advocate for that now to help people with that, or.
I do. I advocate as much as I can about mental health, about the importance of it being okay to speak about, because I think part of it is people still have a little bit of a stigma against it and don't really speak out about it as much. But it's my mission to talk about it and to make it an everyday thing. It's something we need to talk about. It could help people when they don't feel so
mm-hmm.
alone. And when they do speak about it, it helps them not feel as alone, you know.
Right.
And I just think it's so important. And my goal is to one day create some sort of foundation in my husband's name to help out with mental health as well as alcohol and drug abuse and help people in that area because it all seems to tie together. And it's something that's just super important to me, to my family, to my kids. It's something that I'm going to do.
That's really inspiring. I'm glad you're going to do that. It's really mm-hmm. nice. And I think that you will help a lot of people with that platform.
Yeah. That's my goal. I want to help as many people as I can.
So let's talk about your amazing designs. Tell me about them.
My designs tend to be kind of a little bit quirky, a little bit. I like to do a lot of textures. I pull a lot of reference from history and things like that. I also like to work with a lot of handwork. So in my collection, you see a lot of embroideries and knits and just handmade type of stuff. I love that look. And I just try to make it as artistic as possible while still being wearable and fun. And I do a lot of, I'm very much into sustainability as well. So a lot of my knit pieces that you saw at the collection, they were all made out of scraps from other garments that I've made. So I save all my scraps and I rework them into future garments in some way or another. So a lot of these pieces, I was able to knit some of my longer scraps back into these garments. If I can't do that or I can't use them in some other way, I will use them as stuffing and pillows and things like that. So I don't throw anything away. I try to be very, very conscious of the environment and not adding to any more burden to our environment because fashion happens to be one of the largest industries that create a lot of waste. And I don't ever want to contribute to that. So I'm very conscious about that kind of stuff and sustainability mm-hmm. is very important to me. And so that's something I always incorporate into my designs as well.
What are some of your price points?
It depends on what it is. I would say anywhere from 200 to 500 all the way up into the thousands, depending on what it is and how much it is. And some of my custom work can be more as well, depending on what the client's looking for.
Are you showing in a boutique? Do you have your own atelier? Like, how does that work?
Well, I sell off of my website. It's annabartoletti.com. And then I also do actually get some through Instagram as well. I try to post on there as much as I can, although I'm not the best at it because it's so time-consuming. But and then I have a lot of clients, repeat clients. People come back to me year after year for certain things. I also do a lot of costumes as well here in town, so I get a lot of that work as well.
Okay. Speaking of costumes, is this a big month for you?
It's gearing up into a big month. This is basically when it starts now.
Yeah.
October, November, it starts getting into that. Yeah.
Right. Probably holiday season is really big.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I also do some stage and dance costumes here in town, too. So,
what would you say has been a big high in your career?
One of my favorite things I ever did in my career is I got the opportunity to work with Betsy Johnson. My school, when I was in school my senior year, they had a program. It was called the Master Apprentice Program. I didn't know anything about it at the time. They picked 6 students from my school. I didn't know this was even happening. I just all of a sudden one day got a knock at my front door, and I had to sign for a package, and I had been one of those 6 people selected anonymously. I guess the teachers all got together and selected students, and then they paired you up with a CFDA designer who was similar, I guess, in your style and stuff. And so they paired me up with Betsy Johnson, and it was called the Master Apprentice Program. So what I got to do is I got to go work in her studio for a couple of months. I got to design garments with her, and then it was all to promote recycled fabric. So we had a company that provided fabric for us, and our garments got to walk down the runway together to promote recycled fabric. And it was one of the highlights of my career, getting a chance to work with her in her studio. Just, I can't even describe how amazing that was. Every day, just showing up and there
what
and getting
like?
To work with
is
her.
She like, is she like what she seems like on the runway? You know, when
she is.
Down. Okay.
She is. Yeah, and she's very businesslike. Like, she's so smart. When you talk to her, I mean, she is like that, but she's also she knows how to dial it down and just very business-minded. You know, she knows what she's talking about. And her designs she's just like, oh, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And she just comes out of her, you know. There's not a lot of, like, thinking behind it. She's just so amazing.
Well, I mean, I've been to many of her shows. I've never actually spoken to her. I had a journalist once who interviewed her, but I personally never met her.
Mm-hmm.
She just seems like so much energy and just so fun, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. She's super fun.
Yeah. Would you say there were any lows or hurdles as a designing career?
Well, sure. Yeah, there definitely is. I'm a single mom. I have 2 kids, and it is a challenge. The time is a challenge for me because I make everything myself. I do hire people occasionally to help with certain things, but for the most part, it's all me. So there's always that deadline. My whole work is deadline-based, so I have to meet that deadline, whether I can realistically or not, I have to find a way. So that's a little bit of a challenge. And I would say that's one of the biggest ones. And it is hard as well pricing out garments, too. It's like I don't want to charge a whole lot, but then at the same time, if it takes me 2 weeks to make a garment, I have to charge more, you know. So it is a struggle and a balance, trying to balance everything out as well.
Okay. What advice could you give to an emerging designer?
So one thing I always tell people is to experiment and spend a lot of time getting to know your craft. You need to know how to sew, and you should know how to sew really well. And the reason why is because then you can, if you know how to do it really well, then you know how to change things up and how to work with things and what certain stitches or designs or fabrics or anything will be able to create your vision. And one of the ways that I found to get even better about sewing is to work in an alteration shop, because you will work with so many different varieties of fabrics and garments and different types of people and different body shapes, and you learn how to handle all of that and you can take all of that and bring that back into your business, and that makes you a better designer.
Well, that's good advice. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's all about what do you know. I mean, the more you know, the better you are.
Absolutely. And I learned a lot through FIT, but I always said that once I graduated and I got this job at a alteration shop, I remember at first I was kind of like, oh, you know, like, I just graduated college. Why am I working here? But after working there for a while, I realized, wow, I'm getting paid to learn, like, an extension of what I learned at school in a different way and more specific, too, because in fashion school, you learn, like, how to create garments and you learn all the basics around all that. But when you work in an alteration shop, especially with a really good tailor, you learn more of those fine details. And I feel like that was the combination of going to school and working at the alteration shop. I think the combination of both is what helped me become a really good tailor and being able to sew really well.
So is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just wanted to thank everybody involved this weekend. It was kind of a dream come true. The show was amazing. There's so many people there. Everyone, I just got a lot of positive feedback, and I just wanted to thank everybody involved because it was really, really great. It was very special this weekend.
Well, you know, I want to congratulate you again and keep going. It's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and also the heart that you have for people who are suffering with depression, suicide, things like that. I think that's a wonderful goal, actually, to be an advocate for something like that. And even possibly aligning your brand to that cause, you know, because I think it would probably really increase the awareness to a lot of people. And I don't know if that was what your intention was.
It's kind of hard because I didn't want that to happen to my husband, but I felt like, since it did, how can I take something that was so horrible and turn it into something that could be good in a way? I mean, it'll never be good, of course. I wish he was here. But if I could help somebody else in that situation, I feel like it gives sort of meaning behind what he went through instead of just fading away. The theme of my previous collection for fall was actually about mental health. And I had used my designs in a way to describe mental health and how I handled the fabrics and the different types of fabrics I chose. And then this collection for spring, I wanted to, it's not necessarily mental health, but I took all the things that were like my favorite things in the world and things that made me happy, which still relates back to mental health because it's so important to have joy in life as well and enjoy the things that really speak to you and make you happy. And so this collection, my new collection, was things that just made me happy and things that I specifically liked. And so, yeah, I just do. I always have that in the back of my mind when I'm designing.
Now, do you title your collection?
I do. This collection was entitled The Cameo Collection because one of my favorite things ever in the world. Like I said, I love history and Victorian and old fashioned clothes. And so I love the cameo from like Victorian era, but I tried to like turn it into more of a modern take on it. So in this collection, I designed my own fabric. I made sketches of my own cameos, but kind of more in a modern. And actually one of my cameos, I think there's six different ones I designed, and one of them is of a woman looking down and she has tears coming out of her eyes. And that is going back to my husband. That is from how I felt about that. And then I turned all these into either embroideries or I made my own fabric and I had printed on the fabric with these cameos as well. So it's all about cameos in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something that brings me joy.
To learn more about Anna Bartoletti's designs, visit annabartoletti.com. This is Kayleen Peoples, and you're listening to Talk Agenda.